really understand the value and the truth of this information. And so it is not really critical that you know our names or others know our names,
right?
But we are there with you. And then there are others who do want their names to be announced. Why? Because they want to inspire other people.
Right.
Because when somebody does have the name actually identified, recognized, there is this element that I want to inspire other people to be a part of this effort. So that is, what is the effort? 212-209-2950. Please pick up the phone and say, I want this pack. I want the pack of these three DVDs. And Janet, would you tell them exactly how they should go?
You ask for Dr. Ellie's three DVD pack for $150. It'll be the most, it'll be a great investment, frankly. And you get to have a house call anytime you turn on your DVD player.
Janet, call
from Dr. Ellie.
Yeah, Janet, I think we have to give Max two or three minutes to set it up. So why don't you take 1 minute for the closing comments? And I want to thank the listeners right now. Thank you so much for joining us. And please join us. And Janet is going to tell you next Tuesday when Janet and I will be again together.
We're going to be on at 10 a.m. next Tuesday morning for more eureka moments and more of Dr. Ellie's pearls of medical information if you want to hear more. And in the meantime, do make that pledge now. It's such a blessing to have Dr. Ellie, a person with such original and courageous and outspoken ideas on our station to help clarify really our own mission with ourselves and our mission with the world. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. Please make that pledge now. And you will be making a pledge to science, health, and healing. And to, I'm hearing beautiful music in the background. Dr. Ellie.
Thank you, and good night.
Bonsoir.
Thank you, Janet.
Thank you.
And we conclude that very live fundraising edition of Science, Health, and Healing with Dr. Majid Ali. I think we have at least one more person, several more people to thank, so I'm going to do it in the next 45 seconds. Sharon, or is it Sharan? Thank you for making that pledge to WBAI. And, yes, please thank me by name on the air while I'm going to try. Abdul Qadir Hassan of the Bronx. Thank you. Thank you for getting the full package. Just two more. Charles Lewis of Brooklyn. Thank you so much for your pledge. And finally, to Carolyn, who does not want to be thanked, from Manhattan. Well, you know who you are. We thank you. And we continue with another fundraising, very special program. It is 12 a.m. You're tuned to listener-sponsored non-commercial WBAI in New York. Coming up in 90 minutes, Ken Gale of Ecologic and... Enough said, the comic book show, filling in tonight for Jim Freund and discussing H.P. Lovecraft. So you want to stick around for that. But right now, it's time for another very special episode of Earthwatch with Robert Knight. Please stay tuned.
Coming up, a classic Earthwatch fundraising program with Robert Knight featuring The Sweet Science of Racism in Haiti, a 2-CD program documentary that offers historical perspectives on the architects of Haitian racism. Originally broadcast in 2010. The premium today are the 2-CD set of the documentary, a copy of the original Declaration of Independence of the People of Haiti with the English translation, and a bonus CD coverage of Haiti from the program's Contrigate and Undercurrents, all for your pledge of $100 when you call 212-209-2950. Here's Earthwatch.
He looks upon us with a frown. Light of truth we won't let shine. Light of truth we won't let shine. Tell me, has the world gone blind? The light of truth we won't let shine. As long as there's life, there's still a day. As long as there's life, there's still a day. And I know that we can find our way. For as long as there's life, there's still a day.
Greetings and welcome to Earthwatch once more. My name is Robert Knight, and Earthwatch is an investigation of the rights and justice and conditions and circumstances of the entire planet. And no more is that needed than in Haiti today. And that is, in fact, the essence of our program tonight. We have new material for you in our ongoing investigation that promises to become a series and one that hopefully will be recognized by institutions around the world. WBAI is a radio station dedicated to the proposition that peace and justice and investigation and journalism and transcultural understanding are key to understanding what is happening in this world today. And over recent weeks and indeed months, we here at BAI have been following it at a depth greater than even the British Petroleum disaster in the Gulf of Mexico. Yet another nearby disaster, and that is the failure of the world community to acknowledge the brilliance, leadership, liberation, and racial justice brought to this world through the great challenge of the people of Haiti. And some weeks ago, here, as WBAI, despite the maledictions of others, actually stepped up to the plate with daily midday broadcasts on the developing situation of the disaster and the rescue and recovery mission in Haiti and the circumstances surrounding it and the United States military intervention and the history and the sociology of the country. WBAI was there for the people who supported us in our need, trying to give back and support them in their need. On this program, and with many other producers here at WBAI, this station has stood up to the mythology of backward impoverishment that has been attributed to Haiti. We looked deep into the roots of revolution there and its inspiration into the very freedoms that many of us here now enjoy today. Haiti was the first nation on this planet Earth known to have survived the iniquities of slavery and to have been an inspiration as well as an enhancement of even these United States with this colony of perceived to be but not really backwards people of African heritage, who were so great in their desire for freedom that they defeated even the greatest general at the time on this planet Earth, the first consul of France, Napoleon Bonaparte. This is something about which your host, my name is Robert Knight, and this program is called Earthwatch, had the fortune to enhance his learning because of the sacred position he holds as an explorer, but not in the tradition of Columbus, but as a truthful one, for the understanding that helps us all be free. There are so many distractions put before us to try and give us a corpus callosum sociologically, to divide us by race, by gender, by sexual preference, by geography, by income. And that's why I'm so glad today there is a WBAI and there is a Pacifica radio network that allows for individuals separate from the militant admonitions of those with preconceived conclusions to freely produce in the interest of truth. And that's something that we have sought to do, beholden to the great responsibility of being a broadcaster, not just a placard carrier. I mean, there are so many false institutions imposed upon this network, seeking to advantage local issues. Many people of good hearts, but some who would, much as our friends and our enemies would do, try and narrow the focus of what we do. We've had the opportunity through the tragedy of necessity to step up our level of understanding of this world. And we thought we were out of school. And we found we had to once more apprehend the lessons of history. And that is the great humbling mission that your host has had over these past weeks and months. I speak in particular to the events and revelations surrounding the recent earthquake in the nation of Haiti. Now, WBAI is a non-commercial radio station. You don't hear BS interrupting your train of thought because we have no commercials. And that's based on one very simple premise, and that is that our listeners are intelligent enough and transcultural and nonpartisan enough to support acts of information which are damn near being declared a crime by the national security state running this country today. I had the tear-calling duty of studying a place called Haiti in recent times. And started out on a mission that you probably heard about before, to produce a documentary called The Sweet Science of Racism in Haiti. Ladies and gentlemen, I am happy to tell you that that project is completed and already in some of your hands and on its way to the rest of you. And it changed my soul. Swear to God, I took Haiti for granted and found myself born again in the knowledge of the greatness of this people, who against all odds, against all colonials, in their impoverishment and beginning from way before zero, as colonial plantation slaves became the leaders of this modern world in their unique emancipation and manumission from French slavery and Spanish genocide. A nation on an odd little tectonic plate, not necessarily the benefit of oil, if you can call it that. I heard today that British Petroleum, having poisoned the Gulf of Mexico, announced a humanitarian deed. They're going to send 100 tons of fish from the Gulf of Mexico to the people of Haiti. During the earthquake of January 12th, the people of America and around the world responded with great simpatico, with sympathy and generosity. Some of the rock and roll institutions that purport to support the people of Haiti don't deliver at all and serve themselves. Some of the governmental allied institutions are more part of the problem than the solution. It's a hard thing for a person of goodwill to know what could do the best for those they intend to help. I began here with a simple premise that what I'm hearing on American media ain't right. And I know I'm not alone when I think that. Because all we ever get from the TV is white guys saving black children and anchors tut-tut-tutting while they're talking about how poor Haiti is. But they never tell us why. Why is that? Why do they never tell us why? That's what I set out to try and understand in the responsibility of my ignorance as a broadcaster. Very few broadcasters will admit that their duty in commercial broadcast is to be ignorant. Well, I'll admit I didn't need no training. I started out that way. And I came during this production of The Sweet Science of Racism in Haiti. I came to tears many times as I learned the greatness of a people whose glory is neglected and stuffed under the dirt of economic oppression, immigration exclusion, sexual advantagement, and racial cliches. And that's just the prolegomena. That isn't even before the things that we will share with you tonight that we have learned. I am Robert Knight. This is Earthwatch on WBAI in New York, and I am so happy to tell you that I have fulfilled the mission we promised and embarked upon. With your great generosity during our previous fund drive, many of you, in which you made this project one of the most surprising station-supporting projects of local production. Let me give you the distant early warning. BAI is back. We're starting to do what we're supposed to do, and we're under such better leadership. And we may do many things to cover big issues of public policy, but at the same time, there's a very affectionate and craftful enhancement of our local capabilities taking place that will subtly and slowly and expansively become obvious to you. I'm proud to be part of that, and I thank you for continuing to keep the faith, baby, in WBAI. Technical announcements. The Sweet Science of Racism in Haiti is a 2-CD, 2-hour audio documentary involving narrative musical interludes and the actual words of the architects of racism in this hemisphere. It is, I would like to say, a college education, but really it's an elementary school education. And during the course of it, you will actually hear elementary school students speaking with their great innocent wisdom about this. For those of you who have had the courage to trust me and my colleagues here at WBAI, and all the people that you've honored by listening to them on this show, on the news, in documentaries, on the special series we did at the moment the earthquake broke. That's a trust that we do not trivialize here. And as an additional bonus, everything's on its way to you. But as a bonus, I personally purchased quite a quantity of high-grade parchment paper because, you see, part of the completion of the first phase of this project was to include, for the first time distributed by a public institution other than Duke University, the actual facsimile, a parchment replica of the original Haitian government printed January 1st, 1804, Declaration of Independence from France. Now, those of you who are students of history know that the declaration happened, but until just a couple of weeks ago, there was no recorded copy of that. And as a gratitude for those who had faith in this radio station, those of you who are probably opening packages right now as we speak, there's a bonus, a boon in that package. and I insisted on high-quality paper, an 8-page replica of what was given to the citizens of Haiti after their improbable victory over Napoleon. That's in your package, your premium package for your support of this program and our investigation into Haiti. And let me tell you, that's just the beginning. The popular demand has been so great that tonight we are making a special offer. For those of you who listen to and support WBAI, you will get all of that, plus the new material, including the parchment declaration. It's in French, but the documentary contains its contents in English. We are beginning an educational project through the racial history of Haiti, which brings us so much closer to our original mission as Pacifica Radio, as an educational institution. We have kids of elementary school age in this documentary. This is being circulated among the thinkers, movers, and shakers of the international liberation community. It's just one of many things done at this radio station. I'm just talking about this one because I happen to be here when it happened. But let me begin by telling you that by popular demand, we are, for a limited time, offering part one of what's going to be a series of explorations into how America got liberated through the freedom of Haiti to today, where America is trying to use agriculture to re-enslave the people of Haiti. We'll talk about that more later in the program and have some even newer material. But it is my responsibility at damn near half past midnight at this hour to, first of all, thank Matt and Reggie and Tommy and Ken, who are on duty in the volunteer room. And here's how this works. We're going to take a little musical break, which is relevant to the content of this program. And trust those of you who know and trust our love of freedom here at WBAI to make a call, pledge of support, and to obtain this extraordinary premium for $100. Sweet Science of Racism in Haiti, plus the newly discovered, only announced in April, official government printing of the Haitian Declaration of Independence, printed on archival parchment paper. It's part of our thanks to you. And starting now, I'm hoping that hundreds of you will make a call to area code 212-209-2950 to get us on our way. I can't wait to share new material. You've heard some of it. That's not what I'm going to play tonight. I'm going to play some new material. 212-209-2950. We start from zero. It's a long introduction, but I've got to tell you that we're at a transformative moment. This has so changed my life. And the knowledge I know is going to change yours. Who will be the first to say amen just on the basis of faith? And in a little while, you'll hear samples. 212-209-2950. There's somebody. There's a couple of somebodies. 212-209-2950. My name is Robert Knight, and I come from an epoch of WBAI where we believe that one should never lie on the air, which is kind of a precursor to telling the truth and liberating the world. There's two or three. Thank you. We have one, two, three, four, five volunteers. Now, each one of them is going to have to answer 25 calls tonight for us to do right. Three on the way. A couple more, just to keep them busy. My name's Robert Knight. This is Earthwatch. And this is about, you know, an ignorant person would think it's about the liberation of Haiti. But no, my brother. No, my sister. This is about Haiti's liberation of us. And when we come back after this, I will set forth the thesis. But I want to see those phones ringing, or hear them ringing, or see indications of your support. Because Earthwatch has a magnificent track record. And this is the very first time this new edition, this Sweet Science of Racism in Haiti, it's already in the can. I'm not like Stevie Wonder with Fulfillingness's first finale. No, it's done. It's in the can. Most of you may have already gotten it. That's what we can offer now because, dig it, there is a Chapter 2 pending. And this is going to be something that in the second half of this century people are talking about, and the way that people talk about what happened at BAI and the golden days and all that stuff. So, three calls in online right now. Thank you. There's been a little flow. You give me faith. You give me hope. 212-209-2950. Make a call. Get this extraordinary two-hour radio documentary using the best techniques of everything I've learned from every person who brought me here on behalf of the people of Haiti. We'll have samples. We begin our meditation tonight with part of it, an original composition by Moogie Klingman, Barry Gruber, and the Peaceniks, which kind of sets the stage. Let's have some more calls. 212-209-2950, $100. Get this extraordinary documentary, which is only the springboard for revelations even we cannot yet contemplate. 212-209-2950. This is the real WBAI in New York. My name's Robert Knight. This is Earthwatch. We'll be back with more.
The earth cracked open from its core. A quarter million dead, or maybe more.
Lenin and O'Brien in a late night war. For 40 million bucks, Conan's out the door.
2 million homeless dying street with nothing left to drink or eat.
So many stars at the Golden Globes wearing their diamonds and their fancy clothes.
There's some big disaster way out there. Won't let through the doctor's food or medicine. What can we do?
Chinese or Italian, where to eat? With so many choices right down our street.
Obama brings in Bush for Haiti's rescue plan. New Orleans destroyed under his command.
Tiger Woods, he's addicted to sex.
Listening to Earthwatch on WBAI New York. My name is Robert Knight. And that's just a little coda to get us into the spirit of what we are offering tonight, which is the sweet science of racism in Haiti for a pledge of $100, which includes a precious, high-quality parchment paper-printed replica of the only recently discovered, hidden in the bowels of the British Museum, original copy. There's only one extant copy that was discovered by a researcher at Duke University, a graduate student, and that's in the package for you. And with thanks to everybody who brought us here, we need to go further. Two calls on the line at the moment, 212-209-2950. I'm asking you to give us an imprimatur, because we're going to spend some time describing what's in this. In just a moment, you're going to hear the basic thesis of this, which is me, as an award-winning professional journalist, to look at the errors of journalism in the coverage of Haiti. Everybody who's anybody knows they don't give a even break. This tries to demythify that. You'll hear that in just a moment. But we've got four or five volunteers, maybe one to three volunteers, plus the tally coordinator. Thank you, Ken Gale, a man of great dignity and conscience, as well as the other volunteers there, Reggie, Matt, and Tommy. And only, let's see, oh, they just completed a pledge. All right, so there are three phone lines open, 212-209-2950. As soon as I see those light up, we're going to give the introduction of this documentary that's available to you. And understand, BAI is making history. History is making BAI. And this is just part one of what will be a series of investigation. Wait till I tell you about our future explorations into genetic servitude, which is pretty much the same thing as slavery. But more about that later. Let's get two or three more calls, 212-209-2950. A lot of people have said they need to hear this, and I've heard them, and the station has pushed, you know, for the back order, and everything's on its way to you, and the audio is, well, you know, probably in most of your hands by now. And in this brief shining moment, part one is being once more temporarily, briefly made available to you. 212-209-2950. And let's see, we need maybe one, two, or three more calls. And we'll hear the introduction, which pretty much sets the stage and will give you a reason why you need to know why your freedom is dependent upon the people of Haiti. You ever thought about it like that, did you? You think about 1776 and think history began then? Nuh-uh. 212-209-2950. You think every president named Jefferson who sleeps with a black woman is necessarily for the equality of races? Think again, my sister, my brother. 212-209-2950. So many things are in this documentary, The Sweet Science of Racism in Haiti. 212-209-2950. Come on, two more calls. We're almost there. Two more calls. We only have three volunteers plus the tally. But more than the money, it's for WBAI to be an independent voice of investigation, one whose analytic skills are beyond the rhetoric of partisans. 212-209-2950. I know
there are people of knowledge and of old school journalism who understand why that's important. 212-209-2950. Two more calls, if you would, please. 212-209-2950. Somebody make that call, huh? 212-209-2950. Okay, one more. 212-209-2950. Get the full two-hour documentary. It's so big, it takes two CDs, and it's well worth it. And it takes you from the wretched history of the Spanish annihilation of the natives to the French and Spanish imposition of slavery in this hemisphere, the introduction of smallpox, and against all odds, the liberation of a people against the most wretched middle passage transgressions against humanity imaginable. 212-209-2950. Okay, I'm going to leave you on your faith. It's important that you wake up and make this pledge, because what you do now determines decision-making at WBAI about the viability of that which I believe we do best, which is independent journalism investigation and standards that created NPR. Half the people over there are from here. And this is the one place where, without distraction, and only because of the faith, fidelity, and support of our listeners, that we can dare to be different. Well, without further ado, here is, I guess, the prolegomena, the basis for the investigation into the sweet science of racism in Haiti. This is Earthwatch. 212-209-2950 is the number. Here's how we get rolling on that. 212-209-2950. Come on now, somebody light up that phone.
This is a WBAI documentary special, The Sweet Science of Racism in Haiti.
209-2950.
Pirates, yes, they rabbi, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the end of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all from mental slavery, none but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Sing these songs of freedom, 'cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs.
You are listening to The Sweet Science of Racism in Haiti, an Earthwatch documentary special produced by your host, Robert Knight, senior national correspondent at WBAI in New York, Pacifica, Radio for a Change.
Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. We've got
In the afternoon of January 12, 2010, on the western third of the Caribbean island now known as Hispaniola, the nation of Haiti endured a devastating earthquake of Richter magnitude 7. The quake leveled homes, offices, shelters, and even the presidential palace, taking with it the souls of as many as a quarter million Haitians. Thousands more were left to suffer from injury, dehydration, and malnutrition during the critical days of aftershock. Materiel and medical personnel from international relief agencies were delayed by a United States security seizure of the main airport, and boatloads of refugees were confined by a U.S. naval blockade similar to those imposed during the political crises of prior decades. Tens of thousands more impoverished earthquake victims who had migrated to the capital for economic reasons were, once again, displaced to the ecologically devastated countryside, fleeing potential mudslides that were threatened by spring rains. Months later, as Haiti struggled to recover, the nation, created in 1804 by the world's first successful African slave revolt, found itself still under military occupation by the United Nations, political domination by the United States, and economic domination by an industrial relief agenda that critics see as a banana for foreign investors, with high profit and low-wage assembly plants for products destined for the international market. Throughout the crisis, most of the American media repeatedly tagged their reports with the unexamined mantra that Haiti is the hemisphere's poorest nation, implying that Haiti's distress was primarily due to internal corruption. Most reports ignored the fundamental context of centuries of invasion, occupation, and subversion by Europe, Spain, France, and the United States, and decades of deforestation that have devastated rural Haiti. They ignored the legacy of restrictive export policies and substandard wages for subsistence workers, whether harvesting farms on work gangs in the Dominican Republic or stitching baseballs in Haitian factories for $1.30 a day. Also absent from most American media was significant analysis of the crippling reparations that African heritage Haitians were forced to pay France for their own manumission against colonial plantation slavery. They neglected to mention United States military occupation from 1915 to 1934 and the repeated installation of friendly dictators. There was no examination of the persistently race-based foreign policy of the United States, whose historical leaders feared that Haitians would export freedom to their black peers on the southern shores of North America during the 19th century. There was no critical analysis of the current immigration policy that prevents the arrival on American shores of Haitian refugees seeking the same sanctuary so freely granted to Cuban boat people. As the most recent geological disaster developed, your producer wondered why these details were missing from the popular American narrative on Haiti. How a nation that once provided half the world's coffee and sugar cane could be reduced to such poverty. How European interests were able to create an African slave colony in the Caribbean. And what really happened to the indigenous people who preceded the African slaves, the Arawak, Taino, and Carib people who first named the island and the sea surrounding it. Thus, on behalf of the listeners and supporters of Pacifica Station WBAI in New York, we now present an Earthwatch documentary special, The Sweet Science of Racism in Haiti, in which we assemble a comprehensive collection of source documents detailing the wretched history of the racist colonialism and continuing underdevelopment of Haiti. We shall hear readings of the actual words of Haiti's historic saboteurs and saviors, others, including Christopher Columbus, Napoleon Bonaparte, Thomas Jefferson, Bartolomé de las Casas, Henri Christophe, and, of course, Toussaint Louverture, among others. This program is dedicated to the people of Haiti, whose real story is ultimately more one of triumph than of tragedy.
Haïti, c'est histoire nous. Haïti, c'est histoire pauvre. Haïti, c'est histoire. En nous lever pour Haïti. En nous mobiliser pour Haïti. Tout le monde ensemble pour Haïti. Fait qu'on parle pour Haïti. En nous qu'on là.
Même le ciel est en fleurs. La batata que puis a dit la maman qui me couvre en la balle là-bas. Tout la coco qua boutata. N'a compté la Seigneur.
Seeing some calls there, but we need a lot more. 212-209-2950. This is Earthwatch on WBAI New York. Woo! 212-209-2950. We're offering the documentary, 2 hours, two CD sets. For $100 pledge, tax deductible to WBAI New York, as part of a deepening adventure into the history of the past and the future of racism and economic injustice in Haiti and around the world. And I see odd numbers of contributions. Some people just like what we're doing. Some are getting the premium. Thank you. Thank you, Ken Gale. Let's see. I'd like to thank Cal Lindenberg in Jamaica, Queens, for taking us up on this offer. And let me tell you, this is just the beginning of a deep investigation. We are getting pledges from New York City, from Newark. And I'm not sure if I could say the names, but God bless you all. SH and AE and KL. Let's get to the next $1,000 mark. 212-209-2950. Please help us do it before the completion of this song by the Committee of Arts and Letters and Humanities completes. Because I want you to hear the next part. Because, you know, some of us have one impression of the great Declaration of American Independence writer Thomas Jefferson. But I got a different story for you. I want you to hear that. But we need some pledges. We've got Matt and Reggie and Tommy plus Ken in the back room. Not many people, but we need many calls. 212-209-2950. One in progress. Somebody else, make a call, please. 212-209-2950. Before this song is over, I really want to squeeze in as much material because I have become an astronaut of destiny. I don't need NASA. Just the love of the listeners and the people of Haiti. 212-209-2950. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, 203 in progress. Woo. All right. We need maybe five. No, hell, maybe seven. 212-209-2950. Now, you know, I talk about the deceptions of history. Give me two more calls. Two more people. I know you're up and listening, and it's hard to get up and do the right thing. Well, sometimes. In the middle of the night. But we need a few of you to make that call to WBAI 212-209-2950. See, this is a the Swordfish Club. It's got a password about being smart and ethical. And you, the audience, have been kind to this program. My name is Robert Knight. I'm senior national correspondent here at WBAI. And we have just completed what will be an encyclopedia of the history of racism and the hope of liberation. Okay, they've completed a pledge. We can take maybe two or three more calls. Because we got to catch up because, you know, I trust your intellect, so we took some time introducing the subject. But now we need you to actually do the deed, make the phone call so I can see it light up and know that we're doing our financial responsibility. $100, the sweet science of racism in Haiti, plus a precious parchment replica of the discovered only in April by a graduate student at Duke University. In the wake of the earthquake, during or just after the United Nations donor conference, out of the hidden depths of racist history comes the only known copy of the January 1st, 1804 Haitian government printed, the first time some Negroes said hell no to slavery and succeeded and declared their little colony independent, becoming a beacon to the world and defeating the greatest general in the world. This is important stuff. And this is the historical survey that sets the stage for future revelations to come. Do the name Monsanto ring a bell? More about that later. But I need to see your support for WBAI, for this initiative, for this way of thinking. This is what you're really supporting, your way of thinking. I'm very proud of having had the privilege to let the history of the Haitian people transform my ignorance. 212-209-2950. This is being utilized by college classes at Hostos, CUNY, City College, PS64, other places are all part of the nexus of this documentary. And if you make your calls fast enough, you'll actually hear some kids. People say, children don't listen to BAI. I beg to differ. Because I was in the middle of 300 of them doing some good work for Haiti, almost brought me to my knees in tears of joy. 212-209-2950. I'm Robert Knight. This is Earthwatch. Let's have a few more calls. I've got it queued up. I'm eager to proceed with more samples from this documentary. And I was here when it happened. But you're the ones who made it possible. And by, you know, continued request, we're offering that tonight. 212-209-2950. Five more people. Ooh, that's nice. Five more people. 212-209-2950. Come on. Give me five more calls. We'll go right to it. 212-209-2950. I know it's hard. But because of that, get up and make the call. 212-209-2950. Ain't nothing good, that's easy. 212-209-2950. This is WBAI New York. You, God bless everybody who made phase one possible. You've changed me. You've changed the station. You have said the station is not about the BS, but the history. Who's going to be the next to call? 212-209-2950. Shall I put you on your faith? What if one person calls up and says it's okay to share some more samples of this? If one person calls up and pledges for the sweet science, you know why I call it the sweet science? Because you might be familiar with the phrase the sweet science of bruising. Usually refers to boxing, right? But it's a way of beating up people. What did Haiti produce? The very thing that you and I depend on to go through our work day each morning. Coffee and sugar supplied more than half of that to the European world. So, come on, somebody, make that call, 212-209-2950. That will be my caffeine. That will be my stimulus, our energy, our collective energy. Who will answer? 212-209-2950.
Somebody do that, and we will continue with sample number two, 212-209, sample number three, 209-2950. I can see, you know, when the light lights up, counting on you. Somebody, help me now. Somebody make that call, 212-209-2950. In the segment you just heard, we set the premise, and I hope you will agree that it was academically well-phrased, but dig this, I have learned so much more. And there will be a sequel. And if you move the tally along with a pledge to get the Sweet Science of Racism in Haiti, a lot of you missed it because, you know, I was falsely humble in my great ego. And, you know, I slacked off. But, you know, it was very successful for the station. And I realized that I can share my education with you because I started out stupid. 212-209-2950. Let me put it this way. I am well on the trail of Monsanto. And the you need to understand Volume 1 first to understand the historical classic form of slavery. Because there's a new form upon us that's never before been seen in this world. And that's what I'm working on for the next one. But we'll talk about that more in future programs. Maybe have some samples tonight. Oh, yeah, I'm like a pit bull on this because you made me do it. Well, here's some more. Here's another sample from what you get with a call to 212-209-2950. You are supporting a radio station that can be smarter than the average boy. This is Earthwatch on WBAI New York. I'm Robert Knight. Here now a little bit
this
more.
This is part two of
here we go.
Sweet Science.
212-209-2950.
An Earthwatch documentary.
This part is hot.
WBAI
and if it touches you,
York
make
City.
That call. 212-209-2950.
I'm Robert Knight. In part one, we considered the Colombian colonialism of cruelty resulting in Spain's genocide of the Arawak, Taino, and Carib natives of the island of Haiti, which would then come to be known as Hispaniola. We covered the importation of African slaves to replace the so-called Indians and the first and only successful African slave rebellion, resulting in colonial independence from France. Part one culminated with the dispatch by the French first consul, Napoleon Bonaparte, of a war fleet to the place that would become his first Waterloo. Napoleon was defeated by the Afro-Haitian rebels under the inspired leadership of Toussaint Louverture. France lost 50,000 soldiers, including 18 generals in the conflict. Although the liberationist Toussaint prevailed over the slavery reimposing Napoleon, Louverture was nevertheless captured by subterfuge, shackled and abducted to Paris, where he spent his final days imprisoned, deprived and possibly poisoned, until his death in 1803 in the prison citadel known as Fort Lejeune, where his corpse was nibbled by rats. But Louverture had prophetically proclaimed that, quote, "In overthrowing me, you have cut down in Saint-Domingue only the trunk of the Tree of Liberty. It will spring up again from the roots, for they are many and they are deep." Ironically, in the end, it was Louverture who had the last laugh on Bonaparte. The exiled Haitian named Toussaint from an island in the Atlantic may have died in France, but a Frenchman named Napoleon also died in exile on an African island in the Atlantic. The Haitian defeat of Napoleon's armada to the Americas was of profound benefit to two nations. It paved the way for the Declaration of Haitian Independence in 1804. But it also made possible the single greatest territorial expansion of the recently formed United States of America. Haiti's victory over France enabled President Thomas Jefferson's greatest accomplishment, the Louisiana Purchase, which doubled the landmass of the United States. Napoleon Bonaparte's failure to conquer and re-enslave Haiti in 1801 meant the loss of lucrative sugar revenues from the slave plantations of Saint-Domingue and the devaluing of the French-claimed strategic city of New Orleans in the Mexican Gulf at the foot of the Mississippi River. Pressed to prepare for war with Great Britain, Napoleon tried to cut his losses with the offer to sell to the United States the city of New Orleans along with the huge French territory west of the Mississippi, stretching all the way to the the Rocky Mountains. With the signing of the Louisiana Purchase on May 2, 1803, Jefferson obtained the port city, freedom of transit and commerce on the Mississippi, and 829,000 square miles of land for $15 million at the rock-bottom price of 3 cents an acre. As W.E.B. Du Bois observed in his thesis on Suppression of the African Slave Trade to the United States of America, 1638 to 1870, quoting, "The role which the great Negro Toussaint called L'Ouverture played in the history of the United States has seldom been fully appreciated. Representing the age of revolution in America, he rose to leadership through a bloody terror, which contrived a Negro problem for the Western Hemisphere, intensified and defined the anti-slavery movement, became one of the causes, and probably the prime one, which led Napoleon to sell Louisiana for a song, and through the interworking of all of these effects, rendered more certain the final prohibition of the slave trade by the United States in 1807. Despite Jefferson's geostrategic debt to Haiti and his eloquence for American freedom, his attitude to the African heritage freedom-seeking people of Haiti was hostile and subject to the racial bigotry of his day. As the slave rebellion grew in the 1790s, Jefferson called the freedom movement in Saint-Domingue, quote, a dangerous fermentation, adding that, quote, nothing can be more distressing than the situation of the inhabitants, as their slaves have been called into action and are a terrible engine, absolutely ungovernable, end quote. In 1801, Jefferson even offered to support Napoleon's attack on Toussaint L'Ouverture and attempted re-enslavement of Haiti. Jefferson told the French chargé d'affaires that, quote, the United States opposes the island's independence under black rule and wants to see French authority restored, end quote. Jefferson did not reverse his counter-revolutionary position on Haiti until the following year, when he discovered that Napoleon intended to use Haiti, or Saint-Domingue, as a beachhead for colonizing the entire Western Hemisphere. Still, Jefferson's continuing antipathy to Afro-Haitians was revealed in his reference to them as cannibals of that terrible republic, quote, who would export freedom to the slaves of the South, leading to what Jefferson called, quote, bloody scenes which our children certainly and possibly ourselves south of the Potomac would have to wade through and try to avert them. If something is not done and soon, Jefferson wrote in 1797, we shall be the murderers of our own children, end quote. Even in his later years, as Jefferson struggled to find a means for what he believed was the necessary deportation of America's future former slaves, his negative assessment of the spirit of blacks was revealed in his letter to Edward Coles of August 25, 1814. Jefferson declared that people of color are, quote, by their habits rendered as incapable as children of taking care of themselves and are extinguished promptly whenever industry is necessary for raising young. In the meantime, they are pests in society by their idleness and the depredations to which this leads them. Their amalgamation with the other color produces a degradation which no lover of his country, no lover of excellence in the human character can innocently consent. End quote, Thomas Jefferson.
The gloomy night before us flies, the reign of terror now is o'er. No gags, inquisitors, and spies, the herds of harpies are no more. Rejoice, Columbia sons, rejoice, to tyrants never bend the knee. Join with heart, with soul, and voice for Jefferson and liberty. No lordlings here with gorging jaws shall wring from industry the food. No bigots with their holy laws lay waste our fields and farms and blood. So rejoice, Columbia sons, rejoice, to tyrants never bend the knee. But join with heart, with soul and voice for Jefferson and liberty. Here art shall lift her laureled head, wealth, industry, and peace divine, and where dark pathless forests spread, rich fields and lofty cities shine. So rejoice, Columbia sons, rejoice, to tyrants never bend the knee. Join with heart, with soul, and voice for Jefferson and liberty. Here strangers from a thousand shores, compelled by tyranny to roam, shall find amidst abundant stores a nobler and a happier home. Rejoice, Columbia sons, rejoice, to tyrants never bend the knee, but join with heart, with soul, and voice for Jefferson and liberty.
Jefferson's resentment of the Haitian Revolution and discriminatory opposition to Haitian immigration has prevailed to the current day. In the 1990s, Jefferson's name...
This is Earthwatch on WBAI New York. Because of our commitment to those who have supported BAI with us, there are some parts I'm not going to play because you... No, my brother, you got to get your own. And so... I do have another sample or two, and it's
really worth it.
212-209-2950. We are making progress here. We need about 7 to 12 calls. 212-209-2950. Get the Sweet Science of Racism in Haiti. This is going to be an award-winning historic special and only the beginning of a series, Racism for Dummies. And... the progress of that.
And most,
well, I'm being redundant, ain't I?
And most dummies are racist.
Yeah. What was I thinking? Yeah. Thank you, Sydney Smith. Regular fellow. This is WBAI in New York. 2122. Thank you. There's a call. 212-209-2950. They love you, Sydney.
There you go.
You know, when I was growing up, there were old black men and women who talked in ways that the naive would consider bigoted, but which were simply, sweetly put, historicities of things they knew. And who knew the things said about Haiti? It's not a sexual paradise. It's not an agricultural exploitation. It is a people that led the world. That is the point of this documentary. Who will amen that at 212-209-2950? I've had the privilege of working with some of the best and smartest people in this world, and they are contained in this document, in addition, as I said, to the saboteurs and saviors of Haiti. We need three, four more calls. Come on, somebody, do that. 212-209-2950. $100, you get the Sweet Science of Racism in Haiti, plus a well-printed, high-quality parchment paper replica of the actual French government, of the actual Haitian government's Declaration of Independence against the French. You don't know what those people went through. The documentary details the way that the lives of the African slaves were measured to the month and to the penny. There are moments of crying that are part of this history. And as you can hear, we try to use the classic standards of audio production that BAI made famous in creating the creative basis for what would become public radio and NPR. BAI and was who did that. Pacifica Radio did that. And we're asking you to preserve this precious frontier of creativity and historic fidelity. 212-209-2950. Area code 212-209-2950. As I said, you know, there's a back order on the books. They're on the way. The audio thing is already in most of your hands. And there's been a continuing set of queries, hue and cry about it. That's why we're offering it tonight. 212-209-2950. Available to you today. 212-209-2950. If we can get maybe four more calls, one or two in progress right now, then I'll know that, you see, I got to look good for the boss tomorrow, all right? And this radio station has to look bad to the rest of the world. It's important for us to look bad because we don't go along with the happy chat news. Because we have a vigorous news department, public affairs department, and individual producers who go against the grain. 212-209-2950. You are supporting not only the content of this extraordinary premium, but the last refuge of defiant, independent, creative radio. I am so eager to share a little sample of the part about, you see, this is what took us until April, the visit of Sarkozy, the United Nations Donors Conference. We're about to get into some of that. And we have not only, we have an English reading as well as a parchment replica of the Haitian Declaration of Independence. This was unknown and lost to history. What we are offering tonight, thank you. What's your name?
Tommy.
Yeah. Volunteer Tommy says, caller wants to know if the two CDs includes the latest earthquake. Yes, yes, this was precipitated by the earthquake, or is it part two in a series? No, what we're offering tonight is the bedrock of what will be another series. You see, I didn't want to, like, overpromise or over, you know, confuse people. What we have now is the completed, already on its way in the mail to you, stocked up in the back tally room. Thank you, Tommy. Of the beginning of a road of discovery, the sweet science of racism in Haiti, based on sugarcane, sweet science, racism, Haiti. If we get enough pledges in the next few minutes, we'll maybe have another sample or two from what you get. It's a two CD set. It's just short of a 2-hour program. That's why it's on two CDs. But this is the kind of thing that those old ladies and gentlemen on the front porch in North Carolina I was talking about, who knew what happened in the East Coast and the Caribbean, and who knew how alien people treated the indigenous people. This is something that is amenable not only to the old folks of wisdom, but to the children. Oh my God, the children. That's what's in this next segment I want you to hear, but we need at least 7 calls. And there's one in progress, so we only need 6 more. 212-209-2950. Somebody please make the call. I would dread to think that this is an unconsummated transmission. I'm Robert Knight, and yeah, I produced it, but I was surrounded by some of the smartest people in the world. And those include our listeners, who know that there is a different story to be told about the nation that liberated us. Here in the United States, that is. 212-209-2950. Support WBAI Pacifica Independent Radio. I bet most of you have cable. Do you hear stuff like this on cable? If not, just like the trees that became the Louis XIV or whoever the whatieth, all those little fancy couches and love seats and fancy palaces. You know where that came from? That came from the depleted forests of Haiti. There's so much to know. You must be able to stand up for history when you are in some conversation somewhere. 209-2950, 212-209-2950. There's yet another one in progress, but that's not enough. We need maybe 5 more calls. 212-209-2950. Please, I don't mean to disrespect you with my freneticity, but I'm so honored that there is a station like WBAI, to which I've pretty much devoted my life.
to which you have devoted your consciousness. 212-209-2950. This is the moment, even at this odd hour, when we breathe together in quiet conspiracy that more than ever your presence is needed and noted. 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Or does it even matter what I do at this point? I'm not seeing new calls coming in. It's something in progress, but I'm talking in real time. I don't see you calling in real time. Who will answer? Who will call? Give me some kind of sign, please, somebody. Join us. We were doing good, but we need you to renew, to re-up, because in this next segment, you're going to hear the future of WBAI, okay? You know, there's a lot of loose talk about, well, you know, BAI is pretty much geezers. You know, the average listening age is over 20. And they say, well, the audience is too old. Well, let me tell you something. Kids ain't got no money. It is people of means who support this radio station. So when you hear saboteurs talking about, they old, you know, they don't know what they're talking about in terms of professional broadcast public radio. And that's the difference between today and a few years ago at WBAI. Stations populated by professionals. There was a call. Okay, we need three more. 212-209-2950. Thank you. Thank you for the couple of people who just called. 212-209-2950. Help me now. Give me some amens. And I got to tell you, this has been a soul-transforming adventure. Because, first of all, I was humbled and I was so afraid. I was so afraid because so many people trusted me. The response to the first offering of this was so overwhelming that we changed the demographics of production at BAI. We proved that local production of knowledge is a viable sustainer of WBAI. And oh my God, ain't that what we have dreamed of, those who know and love BAI over these years? Oh, my God, I got to be there when that was happening. I'm not the only one. There are many great people at this radio station, but I'm... My pride exceeds my arrogance. My pride exceeds my arrogance in being part of this radio station. I would and will die for it. And something as trivial as your support for this documentary gives me the illusion that that's a wise decision. Who will join me in that toast? 212-209-2950. As I was saying, this is transformative. This is magic. This is truly radio magic. It's not just because of the content of the undiscovered words of racism at the root of the centuries-long exploitation of Haiti. That's the content. I'm very formal and serious about that. The documentary is something that you need to share with your kids so they can understand their grandparents. You understand what I'm saying? You need to have this to take to your school and say you don't need no goddamn charter schools. It's enough to have teachers who actually teach history. 209-2950. It don't have to be my way. But it has to be the right way. It has to go deeper than the cliches into the magnificent, glorious history of a people who said no to slavery and said yes to the building of the United States and then were excreted upon. Therefore, half of what you know ain't right. Well, maybe not what you know, but what they teach ain't right. That's why I'm so proud of... Here's another little segment, a sample. But I need two more calls at 212-209-2950. 209-2950. Here's the big reveal. There's a lot that I left out about how they killed all the indigenous people, how Spain and then France imposed slavery. Napoleon. I left out Napoleon. I mean, it's all in the documentary. That's what you get for a $100 pledge to WBAI, tax deductible. 212-209-2950. Two more calls. Just two more. Oh, good, good. Just two more calls. 212-209-2950. Two more calls, baby. Come on now. You can do it. Please, please, please. Oh, baby, please, please, please. And if we can get this done real quick, I just did a smoking interview on what will be the next chapter of this series. You are investigating. You're investing in an investigation of history unique in the annals of radio broadcast. And it ain't me, babe. It's all the smart people that I'm smart enough to include in it. Thank you. Oh, there's another. Just one more call. 212-209-2950. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Wow. Hey, hey, hey. 212-209-2950. Thank you for everybody who got us started with this. And now, I'm going to have to trust you, man. Wait. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Just two more calls. Two more calls. We're about to make a milestone. 212-209-2950. Two more calls. Two more to get this premium. $100. You get a parchment replica that you can put in the trunk or give to your kids. Maybe they need to be bilingual. This is the most beautiful, naive, and eloquent expression of liberation from European slavery by Africans whose skills in language and the military arts embarrassed the greatest of Europe, Napoleon Bonaparte himself. Don't play Haiti cheap. I thank you for liberating me from my ignorance. There's another. One more call. One more call, baby. Please, somebody. One more call. And we go right into the penultimate sample, where you will hear something that people say don't exist at BAI. You're going to hear kids themselves talking about this. Oh, yeah. This thing's got many dimensions. 212-209-2950. One more call. Or maybe the kids will say something that'll make you do it. Okay? You've been almost good so far. I appreciate every one of you who's called. And the volunteers, Matt, Reggie, Tommy, Ken, Gail. All right. Half past. I'm going to make a command decision. I'm going to trust you, and we're going to hope to hear those phones ringing while you hear this. This is a bit later on in the documentary. The documentary includes a full reading of all 8 pages of the Haitian Declaration of Independence, not possible before the April announcement of that. That's why it took, till April. Yeah. Of the discovery by a Duke University researcher of the only known copy of the government-printed sheet that was squirreled away by the British ambassador, the British intersection, the British spies in Haiti, took it hot off the press to the British ambassador in Jamaica. So Jamaica's a piece of this, too. Yeah, man, come on, give me a call now. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. One more call. Okay. All right. I told you that this is a transformative and a renewing experience. Wait till you hear these kids, man. This is Earthwatch, and here's another sample from The Sweet Science of Racism in Haiti, already in many of your hands, and available for a limited time to you with a call to 212-209-2950 for a tax-deductible pledge of $100, plus the parchment replica of the Haitian Declaration of Independence. This is Earthwatch, and I'm Robert Knight. Despite the obstacles of bigotry and poverty, the history and hopes of the Haitian people have been an inspiration, not only to their own nation, but to freedom-seeking people around the world. Their triumphs and inspiration belong to us all, and not only the students of history, but as well, students of the future, such as these children from PS 64 in the South Bronx of New York City, who recently rallied for Haiti following the devastating earthquake of 2010.
Tell me, what's this walk about?
Oh, walk about for Haiti.
Why are you doing it?
So that way Haiti can have help and rebuild all of its beauty.
Did people help you?
Yes. We have
the best. We got donation money from people.
We have to help Haiti a lot because they need help.
Yeah, why do they need help?
Because
they had an earthquake.
And it damaged everything. It damaged everything in the country.
You know what's happening now?
I think they're trying to help Haiti, like, to get money.
And building.
And
building.
Building.
And stuff.
Uh-huh. We're going to come on news.
Well, that's very beautiful.
We're going to come on news.
Yeah. Yeah, I work at WBAI.
Yeah.
Yeah, heard of it? You raised a lot of money?
Yep, over $11,000.
That's wonderful.
I donated money. I donated $10 to Haiti.
Why'd you do that?
So Haiti can have more fortunate.
Good, good. They're having a hard time, right?
Yeah.
You study it in school?
Yeah.
What do they tell you about the history?
We read a book about the Dominicans and the Haiti, when the Dominicans killed 1,000 people in one night.
Do you know about the slavery?
Yeah.
What are you doing today?
Today we're helping raise money for Partners in Health, which is an organization that helps Haiti. And they've been there for 20 years, and if any organization we should donate funds to should be that.
What are the groups?
The New Settlement After School Program at PS 64. We organize with other organizations within New Settlement to conduct this walk today.
Did you raise money?
Yes. Together as an organization, we raised over $11,000 for the fund. And we have almost about 300 students within our after school program.
That's wonderful. I've been very much concerned and working on education about the history of Haiti and how it got that way. And I think what you're doing is very beautiful. Is the education program geared to that as well?
Well, yes, the teachers have been teaching the kids about Haiti. The kids have learned a lot. A lot of them didn't really know where was Haiti. So there's a lot of our staff members that were from Haiti. So they encouraged the staff and the kids to do whatever, you know, and we did a lot of fundraising, and it's
Où sont les enfants? Ici, baby. Les enfants sont ici, baby. Children, right from this day, supporting Haiti. This is what you're supporting by supporting BAI. 212-209-2950. Ken Gale has brought me some of the wonderful people. Here's the thing that, you know, I'm trying not to show my feelings on my sleeve, but I've had many near tearful moments. He told me some people called up to get two copies of the educational documentary, The Sweet Science of Racism in Haiti. He gave me a list of pledgers whose names I am permitted to announce, including Jesse Thornton in the Bronx. Brother Jesse, may the success of your life match the love for children and friends and family with your multiple sets that you've ordered tonight. Thank you. Jesse Thornton. 212-209-2950. We need about a dozen more calls. Jeanette Mullman on Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn. Thank you for the Haiti package tonight. You see, this ain't about black people. This ain't about white people. It's about people of liberation. And let me tell you, when we get to the next part of this evolutionary series, we're going to break some barriers, baby. We're going to go beyond conventional thinking. Thank you. That's a new call at 212-209-2950. You see, it may seem simple to kind of present history, but this is the bedrock to understand what's happening today. And I got to tell you, I'm alarmed. I'm even more inspired because I'm more frightened by the possibilities. And I'll give you a sample of that tonight. If we make some progress, there's a call in progress. We need 10 more, 212-209-2950. Thank you, Alan Brooks in the Bronx. Sweet Science of Racism. Thank you, Alan. You're somebody who's reach of responsibility exceeds even your own consciousness. Oh, I like this name. Jacques Letou. Hope I said that right. From Whitehall, Pennsylvania. Woohoo! Merci, monsieur. Latou? Oh, no, no. Oh, wait. It's, the name was so long, they squeezed it over on the side. So I apologize. It's actually Jacques Latoussant. Well, hell yeah. A name like that belongs as part of this. Let me use this as a clue to what the next chapter will be.
Unfortunately, we have to leave it there. We are out of time for today's broadcast, but please do call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. You'll receive a copy of the documentary, The Sweet Science of Racism in Haiti, a 2-CD program, plus you'll also receive a replica of the original Declaration of Independence of the People of Haiti. And for today's broadcast, you'll receive that English translation as well. And in addition, a bonus CD of coverage of Haiti from the programs Contragate and Undercurrents, so that you'll be enriched with a deep history of the problems that have plagued the country of Haiti. Again, 212-209-2950, The Sweet Science of Racism in Haiti, a documentary prepared by Robert Knight and offered this evening as a rebroadcast from the original 2010 offer of the program. 212-209-2950. For those of you who have already received your copy of this documentary, you might want to also pledge for a DVD, An Unbroken Agony, Haiti from Revolution to the Kidnapping of a President, for your $100 pledge, or the book The Black Jacobians for a $100 pledge. Aristide and the Endless Revolution, a DVD for $100, when you call that number, 212-209-2950. And remember to tune in again for further illustrations of this historical documentation, The Sweet Science of Racism in Haiti, with historical perspectives on the architects of Haitian racism. And it's produced by Robert Knight. Stay tuned. Coming up will be Hour of the Wolf by Jim Freund.
Hey, this is Shaka Khan, and you're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM.
You're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. And now it is time for Hour of the Wolf.
baby.
Yes, this is Hour of the Wolf, but this is not Jim Freund. I'm Ken Gale, and I'm sitting in for Jim today. He's fine. He just can't make it. And I'm Ken Gale, and I used to do Nuff Said here on WBAI, and every once in a while sub for Jim Freund. Normally, I do Ecologic, an environmental show, every other Tuesday at 8 p.m. And I have the usual movie review, so let's go right to that. And then Mercy Van Black and I will be talking about H.P. Lovecraft.
I'm Dan Persons, movie reviewer for Hour of the Wolf. Terry Gilliam's new film, The Zero Theorem, marks the second time this year Tilda Swinton has donned an outlandish disguise to play a supporting character, the first being, of course, in Snowpiercer. I'm not sure what her compulsion is that she wants to conceal her exotic, somewhat ambiguous beauty under crazy wigs and layers of prosthetics. Maybe she just has a fetish for silicone or Coke bottle eyeglasses. In Zero Theorem, she plays Dr. Shrinkram, a computerized virtual psychotherapist counseling the film's hero, Cohen Leth, played by Christoph Waltz. And let's just say she's as effective in her work as was the robotic shrink from Space Station 76, the film I talked about a couple of weeks ago. And Cohen, whose name, by the way, is spelled Q-O-H-E-N, cute, huh? Could use some emotional buttressing. He's living in the expected Gilliam dystopia, an overconnected future where advertisements follow you down the street on block-long video screens, and the workplace has become so clogged with flat displays that each cramped cubicle looks like the TV showroom at your local Best Buy. Cohen would prefer not to have any of that. He's a recluse, living in an abandoned church, and instead of working at his soul-sucking job as entity cruncher for the monolithic Mancom Corporation, he'd rather be hovering over his tricked-out telephone, waiting for contact by a mysterious caller that, he hopes, will provide meaning to his life. Yes, he's a man waiting for his call, and it's to the film's credit that it doesn't play coy with how heavy-handed that metaphor is. Anyway, management, in the person of Matt Damon, gives him the opportunity for a cyber commute gig, and Cohen leaps at the chance. Unfortunately, the job turns out to be an attempt to confirm the Zero Theorem, a proposition that states that the sum total of the universe adds up to nothing. And if that task isn't maddening enough, it comes with invaders to Cohen's fortress of solitude, including management's wired-in teenage son, played by Lucas Hedges, and a virtual call girl, played by Melanie Thierry, who's really, when you think about it, not all that virtual. In interview, Terry Gilliam has admitted that there's a clear parallel between the Zero Theorem and his dystopic classic Brazil. And indeed, there's the callous, monolithic entity that cares little for the victims ground up in its cogs, and a fantasy world, here a bucolic island getaway for our heroes to escape to, regardless of whether that's to their ultimate benefit. But where Brazil focused on humanity being crushed under the heel of a callous and incompetent bureaucracy, Zero Theorem tries to explore the repercussions of a world ruled by omnipresent corporations, where every thought becomes a marketable commodity and privacy is non-existent. Unfortunately, Gilliam hasn't quite managed to get a handle on his themes here. Part of it is that corporate intrusion, with its veneer of seeming benevolence, doesn't seem quite as frightening as a fascism that doesn't know its butt from its elbow. Steven Spielberg actually better managed to capture both the humor and the horror of a system that follows you everywhere in Minority Report. The other problem is that Cohen's futile quest for the call that would define his life and his ambivalence about the Zero Theorem project throughout the film, he oscillates between obsession and revulsion with the task, doesn't really invite much sympathy. He's nowhere near Brazil's Sam Lowry, whose attempts to impose his romantic fantasies on the harsh reality around him generated an empathy in the audience that made the critique of the human predilection to avoid rather than confront adversity, whatever the cost, all the more potent. The Gilliam style and the Gilliam humor are still here. No other director can quite choreograph chaos so that it flows like a symphony, and few can ring out the humor in a world so suffused with electronic communication that pizza boxes chirrup computerized greetings when they are opened. The Zero Theorem's thesis of what happens to humanity when its quest for meaning is diluted in digital noise and corporate manipulation is a compelling one, but a clearer vision was needed. I'm Dan Persons. Remember, we are archiving these reviews over at MightyMoviePodcast.com. And if you love science fiction, fantasy, and horror film, please check out CineFantastic Online over at CFQOnline.com.
I'm glad CineFantastic is still around in one form or another. And if you're wondering just about if Terry Gilliam's name is familiar and you notice that he's talking about Terry Gilliam's sense of humor, let me remind you where Terry Gilliam is most famous for.